Hey everybody, welcome to another day in paradise in Tony's show. Sorry about the delay. I got kind of busy over the weekend, and normally I would have the show out Saturday, but then I started looking at the show and it started growing, and then I've had people send me stuff all over the place, and I decided that okay, I will put out so much of the data now and so much of that under that in the next show, because again there's quite a bit. The more we look at things sometimes, and sometimes the more we've seen something, sometimes they come back. There's a, you know, sometimes you look at something 5-10 years ago and you've looked at it and you've done the research on it, but and at that time the research was limited. And sometimes that research will come back again. This time with a lot more in-depth information. A lot more has been looked at and seen. And the interesting thing is, a lot of times, going through your other research, like I look at a lot of things with nano, and I'm calling it now nanobio programming. Because that's what it is. It's a form of nanobiology, nanotechnology, integrated with DNA that's running on a program. So for short, I'm just calling it nanobio programming, because that's what's going on. In order to stop the effect of the poisoning, you have to shut off the program. That's the big key here, shutting off the program and then removing the particulates that are involved in the programming, either the bots, the fullerenes, the dendrimers, the quantum dots, you know, multi-walled carbon nanotubes, single-wall carbon nanotubes, and the list goes on and on and on. And you have to remove a lot of the debris or the materials in the body that have been broken down by this technology. It's a process, and it's a tedious process. There is no simple solution here because of the nature of where it goes and how it assaults and what it changes. And we're talking things on a molecular level, we're talking things on the cellular level, we're talking things on a genetic and DNA level. We're talking basically something assaulting the very fundamental operating system of our bodies, the DNA and the genetic code, the chromosome codes, and so forth and so on, the mitochondria, ATP, etc. So when we're talking all these things, we're talking about, it's not some superficial removal of metal. You know, when they talk about you got heavy metal poisoning, we're not talking heavy metal poisoning in the sense of you got a big piece of metal in your body and it's heavy and you got a lot of it. We're talking about clusters and clusters, thousands and thousands of clusters on a cellular level that cells have been saturated with and then now has been being altered either through a program or an integration of the nanoparticulates themselves. And this is just with us. Now let's take a look at the environment. Let's take a look at old terra firma, you know, Earth, you know, the final frontier. And when we look at the Earth and look at the things that are going on in the Earth with the transgenetics, the mutagenetics, the genetic abominations that they're creating in the food supply, and how it's altering the very foundation and fundamental biology of both men and women when they consume these things. And this goes a lot. This goes as well through anything that anybody is eating, whether it be insects, whether it be birds, whether it be, you know, livestock, whether it be wild game. Doesn't matter. It affects everything and it affects everybody. And when we're talking nanobionics, basically nanotechnology integrated with biology on a plant level, on the soil level, then a lot of things we're doing today in regarding organics and other food type growths, if it's grown outdoors and it's been exposed to any kind of nano bioprogramming, it has altered the complexity of the biology that makes the plant what it does. And it doesn't matter what you eat, doesn't matter what you drink, doesn't matter what you you're consuming, what you're wearing, if it's been in contact with this programming, this nanobio programming, it has been changed. The products we're consuming today, the products that we're wearing today, the hygienic products that we're using, deodorants, colognes, perfumes, pads, tampons, gels, creams, lotions, if those products are plant-based, because this is the big thing today, right? We're going to make everything green. Green, it's going to be green. Yeah, we're going to, it's all natural. But now you're going to have to define what that means. What does natural mean? Are we talking the natural products that I consumed 50 years ago that weren't exposed to the nanobionics? Or are we talking natural today in regarding to an integrated, genetically altered, genetically mutated, nano-integrated material? I mean, how do you get something out that has been integrated into the very core of the plant's genetic code? How do you remove that? How do you remove something that's gone inside of a plant, altered its genome structure, altered its programming, altered its proteins, altered its hormones, and has changed its the dynamics of that plant? What happens when you consume it? What is transpiring in your, on a genetic level with you? What's transpiring on a cellular level with you? What's transpiring in the mitochondria? What's transpiring in the ATP production? You know, it's in your RNA. You know, this is how you have to think today. When you're watching some of these goofy-ass gurus that are running around and still perpetrating some kind of organic, you have to think, you know, today, seriously, you got to think, that is this goof just sell me a bunch of bunk to keep me sick? You know, are they, if they're not dealing with this aspect of your health, if they're not dealing with this perspective of your health, then they're not doing anything for your health, and all they're doing is selling you junk. Selling you products that have probably been laced or manipulated with the genetics or the nanobio programming. And now you're consuming them in the perspective that you think you're buying something that has value and is going to help you with your health and so forth and so on. And you have to really think, when these guys are selling you these things, what's in these ingredients? Where did the capsule come from? Okay, a lot of the capsules are coming from a pine leftover. And when they harvest the pine, they take that pine fiber and they mix it in the either in the encapsulation or when they're making the tablets, caplets, or hard-shelled carriers for these supplements. You have to take a look at that. What is hypercross-carmelose made out of? What does it do when it gets in the body? Does it even break down? What does microcrystalline cellulose do today? Does it even break down? See, they're talking about carbon nanotubes today. Will they be multi-walled or single-walled carbon nanotubes? And the abbreviation for multi-walled carbon nanotubes is MWCT, or single-walled carbon nanotubes is SW. Was it single-walled? Yeah, CT. Okay. When you're looking at these components, they're equating the carbon nano, that would include C60 and everything else, equivalent to asbestos. Now, we know the silica and the asbestos can translocate through the body and allocate itself somewhere else and then start to accumulate or agglomerate and then assemble. And carbons do the same thing. And what's interesting thing about carbon is a collector of shit, literally. Carbon will bind to anything toxic and can then magnify the effect of the toxicity it has integrated with. See, it makes sense how God designed the tree. we breathe out carbon. The carbon now collects all the pollution that it comes in contact with. Then the tree breathes in that polluted material, filters it out, and releases oxygen. It's ingenious when you sit there and understand that. The ingenuity of the idea, the concept of carbon collecting shit, the trees collect it, store it, and then release the oxygen so that so it filters out the oxygen in the earth. And then you got Brazil burning down the rainforest. How stupid. And now they're going to plant genetically modified corn where they burnt down the trees. This is all the vegans' fault. These bloody stupid people have no idea the ecological factors and the environmental dangers that they are creating with their ideology. It's just incredible. And what are they growing? They're growing a form of carbon. And what are these vegans eating? Oh, tons and tons of carbon. Now, this is how some of you who believe in karma, let me point this out as a karmic concept. I believe in the sowing and reaping principle myself, where you reap what you sow. So, okay, the vegans want to eat their vegan foods, their vegetarian foods, right, which are or their veggies, their corn, their soy, their rice. When you examine that food under a scope, it is loaded, and I mean loaded, with nano bio programming. Nano silver, nano aluminum, nano barium, nano titanium, you know, whatever's in the sky coming down, whatever they're spraying, nano silica, what they're spraying in the food. And it's super saturated in the vegetation. Now, carbon accumulates toxins. Well, what do you know? And they're consuming it. Well, they're not like trees. When they consume it, and what happens is it breaks down and immediately starts to network and assembles in the body and causes a major malfunctioning to go on. Now, initially, you may not see it right away because it does sometimes happen. It comes in it will accumulate into the body. That accumulation, then eventually when it does get activated, programming part of it gets activated, then there's hell to pay. Then there's hell to pay. The whole genomic structure of the earth and how we're growing things today and what's being planted is a complete disaster. It doesn't work with the dynamics or the structural matrix of the biology of the soil or with the earth itself. And when you look at things that are growing that haven't been tampered with by the scientific community and their idiocy, you see things work in a certain harmonious flow in the field. Trees do this, plants do this, these plants work with these plants, plants grow in conjunction with around each other, each plant then supports each other's matrix, works on the defending each other's immune system. You know, it's amazing how things work when they're not tampered with by people who think they know something about creation and don't know a damn thing about it at all. And when you understand that, and you understand the principles of even how we should eat, what we should be eating, that dynamic also has been altered. Nothing we're eating today has not been affected by a form of nanobionics. Nothing. Everything we're eating today has had an impact. Animals eat these things as well and can filter out some of the effects of the nano, but in irregardless, you are still going to have some impact with it. Maybe not to the same degree as the vegans. The vegans, they're pretty well done. Now, part of the nanobio programming is first the integration and the amalgamation of the DNA with the nano. Second, an activating force like a frequency that will turn it on to turn it to make it assemble and grow. Now we're all know about cell phones and they operate in different frequencies. We had one generation, two generation, three generation, four generation, whatever. And now we have 5G out there, which is a fifth generation frequency or fifth generation technology that is using a certain bandwidth of frequency. China's already working on 6G, and the United States is too. And I'm sure it's going on in Canada. And I'm willing to bet, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that 5G has already been implemented, and everything we're doing is just a matter of moot. It's moot, totally moot. We should be looking at 6G, and I'll explain why 6G is so much more dangerous than 5G. 5G was a means of monitoring you and targeting you in your homes and targeting you when you're on the street, whether you're driving a car, walking in a mall, going to a grocery store. It's basically spyware that has a certain level of lethality because of the blue beam technology can fire programming into your brain and causes overall genetic damage and DNA damage just by being exposed to it. In other words, you're being targeted as you're walking just down the street. 6G is, and I've stated this before, it's an integration of two types of frequencies, infrared and microwave. Now, what happens is the infrared takes the microwave into the body 4 inches. The cells are activated and release their moisture, the water. The hydrogen molecule then amplifies the terahertz frequencies, causing undue damage to the mitochondria. It breaks down the mitochondrial support. As a result, if you have no mitochondria, you cannot produce ATP. If you have no ATP, your heart stops. Now, I don't know if there's a correlation with biblical prophecy or and this, but it says in the last days most men's hearts would fail them. This I'm not sure, but it sure sounds like that this could be what's going to happen, because when you study the frequencies and the frequency ranges and what this can do, your heart will fail. Now the older generation who've been around a little while have developed a certain immune response, but they're getting older. As a result, they're getting weaker. So those of you, I would say, in the 70s and 80s, age-wise, even 60s, start using things like CQ10, taurine, magnesium, and potassium, and some kind of vitamin E, whether it's coming from almond oil, olive oil. Do not use anything soy-based. Do not use anything flax-based. Do not use anything omega-3-based whatsoever. In fact, do not use any omega-3s at all. Contrary to the bullshit on omega-3s, you need cholesterol, not omega-3, in order to sustain a good, healthy heart. Now, a couple of shows ago, I put in the show platform a formula where using a raw egg, some cream, brandy, some essential oils, vitamin A, CQ10, BHT. You mix it up and consume this. You can also make a liposome. Now, liposome basically is a fat molecule or just fats mixed with nutrients. So, for instance, you could take sunflower lecithin in a powdered form. You can put in there some powdered hawthorn leaf. You can put in there some CQ10. You can put in there some magnesium and taurine and potassium. You can put in there some form of vitamin E, where, like for instance, the vitamin E acetate. You can mix that all together in a liposome, and now you have a phosphorus fat or lipid that has got a phosphorus content to it, which will deliver these components into the cells, further fortifying the structure of the heart and the muscles and the rest of the cellular matrix of the body. This is just one way of doing it, not the only way. You can take things that are going on today. When someone says to me, well, we heard this can reverse the DNA and bring it back to normal. The case may have been true maybe 50, 60 years ago that you could have used certain components to reverse DNA damage, like vitamin C reverses telomere damage. But today we're talking nano programming in the cell. If that is not removed out of the body, the amount, whatever you're taking, if that is not being dealt with, the effect will be nominal at best. Or you may see an initial I don't know, satisfaction or whatever, and then it comes back. That has been the case for the last 10 years of me dealing with it myself and with people who have contacted me, who have said to me, well, they thought it had gone away, and I told them, no, it hasn't gone away. You just basically knocked it down a notch, or it's now adjusting to whatever you've done. And sure as shit, they call me back and say, oh shit, it's come back, you know, and it's come back with a vengeance. You are going to go through phases with removing this nano. And just when you think you got it down and out, it comes back with a vengeance. That could be for several reasons. Activation has reoccurred again, some new form of activation. Some new exposure to nanoparticles that weren't taken out with whatever you were doing has now come back and has reassembled. The debris inside the body hasn't been removed, so any new uptake of the nano is now recycling those materials, reusing these metals or these polymers or these proteins. A lot of reasons why this can happen. You've gone back to eating the same old shit you ate before. You just got tired and say, well, I want my pizza, I want my bread, I want my cereal, I want my grain, I want this, I want that, and you go back to eating it, and then you sort of hyper-accelerate the loading factor, and then you get hit again. Unfortunately, that's the world we're living in. That's where it's at. So, anything you're hearing today, if it is not dealing with stripping, cleansing, and I'm not talking about using these shit herbal cleanses that isn't going to amount to jack diddly. You need something that's going to have a high impact chelating effect on stripping out of the body the core buildup in the colon, in the stomach, and throughout the body. There is no such thing as targeting an organ to remove toxic buildup. It's just crazy to even think that. Everything in the body is connected. You target the liver, you target the kidneys. You target the kidneys, you target the lungs. You target the lungs, you target the skin. There is no such, you're not a car part. I'm not taking an alternator out of you, putting a new one in there. Or I'm not taking a chip inside of a panel and, you know, and I'm taking a battery out and I'm taking this out. You know, you're taking these parts out because they are what they are. They are a component. Your body is a complete interactive or integrated component. So anything you do to one aspect of the body affects the whole body. So anything you're going to do, and some people might refute me on this, but you know what? I know what I'm talking about, because when you start dealing with the kidneys and you do the bucket, which is basically targeting the lower extremities, once you remove out a certain amount of debris buildup in the lower extremities, the kidneys come back online. Why is that? Is because the legs are separate from the kidneys? No, because they're integrated. And what you've done is when you remove the buildup from the lower extremities, it shifts the buildup back down toward the legs because you removed it. And it takes the load off the kidneys from having to filter out whatever the volume it is filtering out. This is what's going on. And when you try these things, you'll see for yourself what I'm saying, and you'll find that the majority of the stuff you've been told by these experts are, at best, questionable. Some of the people that are talking today have no clue. They're still thinking, they're still following what I call the parrot paradigm. Something has been said for so many years and so many decades that they keep on repeating the same old rhetoric that they've been hearing for decades, and not realizing that we have made a left-hand turn at Albuquerque and they're still going straight, not dealing with the issues that are going on, and they themselves suffer from these issues, not realizing that something has changed in the matrix, something has changed in the physiology, something has changed somewhere that has altered the status quo. All the things about the health food industry, prior to the health food industry becoming an industry, was all about evolution and how, as things had evolved, they had to come up with new and better things to deal with whatever's going on. You know, and as a result, different solutions came forth. Non-traditional solutions, because the traditional stuff didn't work. Some of the traditional stuff may still hold some merit, but for the most part, if you are not dealing with the nano bio programming, I don't care what you're going to do, I don't care what results you think you're seeing, it is going to come back, guaranteed. Been at it long enough to see everything that has been done, and nothing will hold it at bay. Some have asked me, can we cure ourselves of this? I do not know. I can't say. This is relatively new, but this is what I can tell you based on observation and experimentation. Based on my observation and experimentation, as long as they keep chemtrailing the skies, as long as they keep tampering with the food supply, as long as they keep vaccinating you with this nano bioprogrammed material, as long as these things keep continuing and they're not removed from the environment, they're not removed from the sky, they're not removed from the soils, they're not removed from the lakes and streams, they're not removed from our food supply, they're not removed from our medicines that they're injecting us with or making the pills we're swallowing, then this is going to be continually being perpetuated. And at best, all you'll be able to do is mitigate it, keeping it under some kind of control. That would be it at this point. The bubonic plague did not get cured by the medical field. The bubonic plague got cured by the engineers of the day. They cleaned up the water supply, they diverted the wastewater from the fresh water, and the plague was stopped. That's how it got cured, because the environment got cleaned up. You're no longer drinking and shitting in the same water supply. They are now drinking fresh water, and the waste material was going to another place. And until this is removed from the environment, until everybody says, you know, we have had enough of the fumigation like cockroaches, we have had enough of being poisoned like rats, we have had enough of your shit, we are done with it, shove this up your backside, you are not going to put this in the ground anymore. In fact, all the global governments on the world today should have this shit sued out of them. All these corporations today, Bayer, Monsanto, Syngesta, all of them, Cargill, should be sued to the gills for what they've done, and made to make reparations to the soil to clean up the waste. And the military-industrial complex should also be sued to the gills for violating the environment with this experiment that they're doing. That includes NASA, DARPA, and a whole lot. And Google, all of them. They're all integrated in this. This is a complex, diabolical system that has been working in concert with many different facets of the planet, military or university-wise, to create these reactive nanoparticles and programmed nanoparticles to respond in the nature of the way they do, and to create this diabolic destruction not only on the Earth itself, but on the inhabitants of the Earth. The inhabitants of the Earth are being basically wiped out. I had a report, I talked about this the other day. Somebody sent me an email saying that the livestock was no longer cohabitating. You know, they weren't producing, they weren't, you know, riding the storm, making babies. There was no DNA being exchanged. Bird population is going down. When the sparrows, and I've said this before, when the sparrows are done in your area, in your environment, you're next. You're next. Bees, sparrows, then us. This is what's going on. Somebody sent me an email, I think out of Idaho. They saw the Canadian geese flying up into the sky. And when they got up so high, they all dropped dead. And what the hell could have killed them up in the sky? Was it a frequency? Was it the concentration of the nanoparticulates in the air that completely caused their brains to literally fry? The aluminum, the barium, the titanium, the silver, silica, the carbon. You know, if the birds can't even migrate like they used to, we're beyond famine at that point. Went out with some friends today, and we got together, and you know, and I'm always calling the earth a shithole. My buddy says, Tony, he said, we've gone beyond shithole. I said, oh, really? Where we're at? He says, cesspool. I said, yeah, that's true. That's true. We are a cesspool. Everybody is getting distracted with different things in your respective countries. Hong Kong is being conquered by China. But let's just call it what it is. They got a two-tier system, and China now wants to incorporate Hong Kong into its system and no longer wants to have a separate Hong Kong. It may look at it as a threat to its economic survival. Maybe it's looking at it as a threat, period. And so now we're seeing basically an invasion from China into Hong Kong. Now, we really better look at this correctly. It's not just an invasion because we have two different dichotomies going on there. We got an invasion going on there because this is basically suppression of freedom, rights and freedoms. People of Hong Kong have gotten used to a certain type of democracy. And China now is trying to suppress that democracy. We got the same thing going on here in Canada. Everybody's heard about Don Cherry making the comments he made, and they blew it so far out of proportion, it wasn't funny. He made no reference on any level to any kind of race. And somebody I was talking to today, another buddy, was saying that Don Cherry made the same speech 10 years ago. 10 years ago, made the exact same speech he made on the air with the poppies, and nobody said boo to him. What happened? Where was the CBC then? Why did the CBC all of a sudden decide to change its policies? And then they had the audacity to get somebody from a third world country, a woman, so you can't say, because they say some, oh, you're a feminist now, or you're anti-whatever, made racial comments, made racial points that Don Cherry never made. And they were trying to paint the fact that Don Cherry made racial comments, which he didn't. It's pretty broad and general in what he said. But this also is an indication, a strong indicator to those of us in this side of the Atlantic and this side of the Pacific, that our rights and freedoms and freedom of speech is now being censored. If we allow this shit to go on, we're not going to be able to say nothing. If you say something about transgender, oh shit, you're going to hear all kinds of crap. Oh, you're blah, 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 and you're blah. You know, my personal thought on that, you can kiss my Mediterranean backside. I will say what I think. This is an immoral dichotomy going on here. These are people that have been experimented on and exploited, and they don't want anybody to say anything. I mean, when a mother takes a four-year-old boy and says she wants to turn him into a girl, that's a genetic alteration of the biology, period. That's what that is. That is an abominable act being done by the scientific community in the name of experimentation and exploitation. That's horseshit, period. And this is what's going on. And we better recognize this as that too and start saying things about this. The gay community that we have in Canada is, like I said, and that includes all of them, the lesbians, the transgenders, the transsexuals, the transvestites, the whole nine yards, is less than 1% of the population. Less than 1%. And they're having a big voice over the general population. That is crazy. Crazy. And that the government is trying to force people to accept a mistake that they made, a corruption and exploitation and experimentation on the human genome. Wow. We're supposed to accept this corrupt experiment on man's DNA. That's what we're supposed to accept. That's what's really going on here. Now, whether a child is gay or not gay, this is nothing about their orientation. This is about their exploitation. Okay, they've been exploited, they have been experimented on, And this is the end result of the experimentation. And this is not something we should take for granted or take lightly. This is what's going on. I just got a thing on the feed. There's a Russian guy suing Apple, blaming the cell phone has created a genetic damage that's causing him to become gay. 20 years ago, I would have laughed at that. Not so today. Between the atrazines and the glyphosates and all the other xenoestrogenic pesticides they're spraying into the food supply, and they're all on a nano scale, nano. Okay, they're now producing nanobionics, basically nanobionics, which means then these materials are being consumed by the person, and now that phone has access to alter your DNA and your genetic code by targeting you with frequencies to alter your physiology. This is not science fiction. This is reality. This is what's going on. That phone is a weapon. No kid should have a cell phone. I don't give a shit what the excuse is. That is crazy. We used to have, back in the day, a pager. And all you'd have to do is page whoever and they'd go get a phone and use. But because everyone got all crazy with these damn cell phones, they've taken away the pay phones on the street. And if you need to get a hold of your child, why can't you call the school or call the pager and have that child use the phone at the school? And the school should capitulate to this if they're really interested in child safety. So, you know, that would be far, far safer than the phone. And someone would say, well, that's going backward, is it? I call that going back to a place of progress, because at least now you don't have a frequency that's going to read you everything you're doing. Remember the streetlight thing we talked about at the beginning of the show? It's emitting a Li-Fi transmission. In other words, same thing as Wi-Fi, but with using light, photonics. You can now transmit a program with the light. Okay, the light can work like a frequency. What is a frequency? And in that frequency, you can attenuate that frequency to whatever program you want. Now, you're driving down the street. You're walking out the door. You're in your house watching television because you're getting hit with Blu-ray technology there. You are now getting hit with all kinds of things as you're walking out the door. Now that cell phone is a tracking device. Now everywhere you go, this thing knows where you are. It's reading your DNA and everything else. Now they can emit a frequency from those lights to your phone, altering your physiology. This is reality. Unless you're shielded and know how to shield or disperse the frequencies around you, you are going to be... this is going to be more common. Terahertz is when the 6G comes up, that terahertz is going to hit you. A lot of you are going to feel aches and pains in your aches and pains because your mitochondria is no longer functioning. This is the world we live in today. So instead of us looking at this as a violation and an exploitation on man's DNA, or mankind's DNA. And if you women have a problem with this, if you're a woman, then you understand what I'm talking about. We're talking about the species of man that we are a part of. And if you're one of these feminists, well, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about anyway, so go back to, you know, drinking your latte or your soy, whatever, and, you know, continue on in your little weird horseshit. But the rest of the women who know what I'm talking about, when I'm referring to men, it's including men and women. The species of man and man or mankind's DNA is being altered, violated, and exploited. This is an assault on our core. See, the Bible says man is made in God's image. Well, there is an assault on the image of God being broken down. violating the design of God's creation. This is what how I'm seeing it. And this is going, and the final game is to turn man into a integral part of artificial intelligence, which is now going into quantum. There has been some talk, I've talked with Brian sometimes, and he sees certain things a different way, but us becoming enclosed in a crystal, being used as an energy source. I think that reality could be very real if you allow yourself to continue going into an AI network. If you're integrated in an AI network, I can see you being something of that nature could be true. Because AI uses DNA in order to function. And guess what you're made out of? Now, I have a little different take on things. My take is real simple. I do believe in the coming, second coming of Jesus. I do believe that those of us who believe in that need to really wake up on certain things and that reality. I do believe that there will be an option whether you're going to go with the AI or go with God. That's how I see it. I don't see any other option. The neural link that they're talking about, I saw something today about the neural link going to be the economy of the world. My ass. That's going to be the final nail in the coffin. If everybody's wearing a neural link, it'll be like the days of Noah. Or just before the days of Noah, the days of Nimrod. When Nimrod had all of mankind under one program, they had already integrated mankind into a program network. They were one mind and one voice. That means they were under an operating system. That's what that's saying. They were able to work just like the nano. Nanoparticles move in certain singularity. They don't touch each other. They're a nanosecond apart, and they know exactly where they need to go, and they go there without touching any other particle. Well, back in those days when they were building the tower, which I'm looking at as an antenna that was spiked into the earth, and that if the earth had been able to release its energy through that antenna, would have opened up the Van Allen belt that would have shattered this planet. That's my take on that, just based on what I'm seeing with other fields. But with this, if this comes back to that again, it will be exactly the same thing. Mankind, or what's left of mankind, at that point I would call it whatever, would be under the total control of an AI network that would be at its beck and whim, used and discarded just like any other material. And the transhuman agenda will be nothing more than another integrated part with AI. Nothing more. These guys are thinking they're going to live forever and they're going to be immortal and they're going to have full control of AI. That is such a joke. The final repercussion on that will be once they transfer their consciousness into the machine, they are now part of the machine. They have no free will. They have no choice. They have no power other than what the AI will allocate to them. That is it. It is the delusion and the deception ongoing on the planet today is you can't even see it. It's so well done. Reason why I can talk the way I talk and others talk the way you talk, some of us have a reference point. I sometimes go and I go to a friend's house and I see programming from dating way back in the 60s. Match things like the match game, password, and all these games that they had going on at the time. And those games were they were on a more higher level of education, if you would. But those games were all part of the MK Ultra program because they got everybody to start thinking in terms of how that game was being played. They were programming people. And I could see that. And I was looking at some of the other shows that I've seen, was looking at. What one was I seeing yesterday? Oh, I was looking at Planet of the Apes. It was a TV series. I didn't watch it when I was younger, but I was watching it. And then they had another one called Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. And when I looked at this, it showed that it was implying very heavy, and the time tunnel, that was the one that got me to think. They were implying that they had already somehow been able to get into the time stream and alter time. And that the cycle of time was going to go from a highly technological level to back to a very basic, barbaric, fundamental level. And that men would be below the animals. Now, this is what the Zionists call a goyim. Men who are on a lower level of life than animals. And they were showing this back then through entertainment. And I thought, well, what do you know? They've been telling us for a long time what they thought of us, what they're going to do with us, and how they're going to dispose us through these shows. And like I said, at the time, we didn't see it because we thought television was relatively brand new then. You know, color television, I don't think, came out until the 60s. And the programming that we had back then, again, was all by design to program. Just like the raid the music. All the music back in the day, oh my gosh, you know, the Beatles, when they came out, they had hit after hit after hit after hit. You know, MI5 sent their agents over here to use certain frequencies to modify the programming. All the things that they were showing us way back in those times, what they were showing us back in those times, all programming. And that's why we are where we are at today, is because when they initiated that programming and how nobody knew what was going on. Again, this was all done through seclusion, all done through hidden media. Media never said much about it. All the media did was propagate how bad things were, and the violence and the crime and the drugs and the drugs and the crime and the drugs. And then we had sex and unwanted babies, and it seemed like it was the norm, because that's all they were reporting. Today, we see these things. The effect of the 60s is still being felt today, because that's when they created the divergence that they created in a timeline in the 60s. Somewhere, some way, somehow, we wound up here because of what they created back then. It was like they somehow were able to redirect where we were, how we should have been going, to where we're at today. We're like almost like a tangent timeline, a parallel timeline. It almost feels that way. When we're looking at all the things that are going on and how things are being, you know, by design to create the hijacking that's going on, you know, and we have assumed that the rights we have could never be taken away. And now, like for instance in Argentina, how it betrays its own people with vaccination laws, denying them their rights and turning their rights to privileges if they jump through the hoop. This is another indicator of democracy or freedoms in democracy being brought down to regulation. Now we'll see what the Argentinian people are doing. The Chileans are revolting as well. They have had enough of the disparity of what's going on. And they actually brought down a drone using those green lasers. I think it must have been thousands of them hitting this drone, and it just came crashing down. I said, yeah. We need to learn how to build high-powered lasers. Take down drones, you know. One thing I want to talk about. A buddy of mine sent me this video called The Jones Plantation. It's a YouTube video, and I encourage everybody to go watch The Jones Plantation. There you will see what has transpired to the free society. They kept everybody enslaved using terminologies like freedom and liberty and all these things, which really have absolutely no meaning on any level, because if you're not at the top, you're at the bottom. And if you're at the bottom, you are now enslaved. That's it. There is no compromising on this. This is the way it is. This is how it is. Anybody who's been alive long enough will tell you this. See, when I grew up in the ghetto. And everybody in that ghetto knew where we stood. So there was no black man. There was no white man. All there was slaves. That's it. Everybody knew this in that environment. We were nothing but slaves. And in order to get out of being a slave, you had to have money. In order to have money, you had to work to get out of the ghetto. That's the way it rolled. Now, even the concept of making money and working for somebody puts you in a state of enslavement. This video does a very, very good job. It's showing you how duped the West has become just by using certain phraseologies and terminologies and manipulating the language so that you think that you're free, and the way you're living and how you're living and the crumbs that you're consuming, thinking that you're making some kind of profit or whatever, is the normal activity of free people. You're regulated to death. You basically don't realize how much regulation you have, how the laws that have been given to you before were God-given rights, taking your rights for privileges. Okay, you don't have privileges, you have rights, God-given rights, but they have taken those rights and have turned them to privileges. And nobody's saying nothing because you're not understanding the nature of how you're being undermined. Okay, this is what they've done. Wake up. Open thy eyes. Face that reality. It's an ugly, ugly thing to look at. It really is. It's you're looking at a cesspool. Okay, I'd call it a shithole, but cesspool is more appropriate. You're looking at a cesspool, and it's filled with sewage. And until you look at that sewage, you'll never get cleaned up. It'll never change. It'll continue to accumulate more shit. That's the way it works. That's how it works, and that's the way it is. And the shit it's going to collect is all the dead carcasses that didn't know what hit them, followed the Matrix regulations, and died thinking that they were serving the greater good. Okay? It's insanity. They've got everybody being a martyr for the Matrix. Not being a martyr for the truth, not being a martyr for doing the right thing, but being a martyr for the Matrix and following the Matrix mindset. Unfortunately, that's what's going on. And that's how they programmed everybody. It was a very subtle transition in regarding to switching everybody over from a real belief into a real system into a belief in this illusion. When you call it a fantasy. Can't have fantasies in it. So anyway, I'm going to put a bunch of data up there tonight, more than normal. Go through it as much as you can, but if you can find the Jones Plantation, I seriously would encourage you to watch this. Okay, and if you're in Canada, don't think we're not going to get touched here. It's already happened. Canada has a sterilization program going on right now we don't even know about. They have set out to sterilize Canadians. I've said this before about how those of European descent are being basically taken down. The natives are being taken down as well through a sterilization program. And what's happening is now we're bringing in a new wave of slaves coming in from either the Middle East, the Far East, or the Near East. And coming from Africa, because you can bring those people in here. And for at least the next 20 years or so, they will capitulate to what's going on until they wake up and realize that this is nothing but an illusion and a game. I talk to people all the time who come from different parts of the world, and when they come here, they thought, wow, they made it. They got to Canada. Canada's a great country. And after a while of being here, they realized that all of Canada was just you're an indentured slave, working morning, noon, and night, and not able to get ahead and maintain a status quo. And so a lot of them that I know have left and gone back to their respective countries and said they've had it with this system. And because they see it's a hopeless, It's not hopeless, but it's just it just keeps on recycling. Canada's a good country, but when we got what we've got is a system that now has caused a major disruption and a breakdown of the Confederation, and on top of that is creating a sterilization program in this country. We need to reevaluate what we're calling a good country. And we need to call a spade a spade. Nothing will change, nothing will get better as long as we keep accepting the status quo. Oh, Canada's not a bad place, we're better than some other countries. That's the program they got everybody reciting. Let's take a hard look at Canada. Canada's a third world country. It's all it really is. It's a third world country attached to the United States with four pockets of wealth. That's it. You get outside those pockets of wealth and you have dire poverty. That's throughout the whole country. And nobody's seeing that because we're too busy watching a hockey night in Canada, and they keep showing us pictures of mountains and scenarios and beauty and blah blah blah, and we got this illusion in our mind, oh yeah, that's Canada, that's us, that's what we are, that's us, we, that ain't us. You're working in factories, you're working in sweatshops, making nominal money, paying high rent, high cost for food, high cost, you can't buy a house with the wages you're making, okay, and as a result, you're living in this squalor, thinking that it's better than someplace else. You know, my question is, have you ever gone anyplace else to make that comparison? You might be surprised. These are things I'm trying to make you aware of. You know, get you to open your eyes, look at it. You know, don't compromise. Don't walk away from it. It'll be hard to look at. But when you see the big picture on all that I'm talking about today, and seeing how democracy is falling under the gun here by a rogue government, we need to seriously evaluate how we want to live as Canadians in Canada, how Americans want to live in the United States in America. The United States of America, the people are the government of America. Your Bill of Rights tells you this. We the people. It doesn't say we the government. It doesn't say we the executive branch. It doesn't say we the judicial branch. It doesn't say we the legislative branch. It says we the people. People in the United States had a means and an end to stop any government bill they didn't like. Americans got distracted. They lost their role and access in order to make those changes in government. That's why it's really important to pay attention to what's going on in your respective countries, because if I'll put it to you this way, I think once my generation is gone, I think whatever they're going to input will be manifested unless the millennials wake up, and I'm not holding my breath on that one. You know, they're too busy, you know, playing with their toys. So anyway, pay attention to what's going on. Understand the nature of how you're being violated and understand what this technology can really do. Don't think that, oh, it's only we'll never see it in our lifetime. You'll see it within the next 3 to 5 years. A lot of things I'm talking about is going to be common, or normal. You'll see robots patrolling the streets. You're going to see drones patrolling the streets. You're going to see the police force cut in half. The only police force we may have is a military police force that comes in when the robots can't do the job. You know, we're looking at today, a sterilization program that is causing further decline in Canadians. And I'm saying Canadians. Don Cherry said, you people. You people. Canadians. That's all inclusive. I'm not leaving anybody out. So anyone saying, well, I'm being a racist. No, if you're a Canadian, you could be any color, any gender. You know, any race, any belief. That's what it means to be a Canadian. So, and if you're still hung up on that, maybe you might want to read some Canadian literature. You know, look around you. Ask how many people are Canadian and see how many of them are, you know, European descent. See how many are not European descent. See how many of them have are Christians? See how many of them are Catholics? See how many of them are Protestants? See how many of them are the Judaic faith? See how many of them are the Islamic faith? See how many of them are Hindus? These are Canadian. These are Canadian. How many of them are women? How many of them are men? How many of them are an experiment that has gone wrong? We're all Canadian. All Canadian. You know, think about that. Think about what's going on. Think about the carbon that they're releasing in the air. Think about the food supply. Think about what, if we're even going to be around. If this country's even going to be around. You know, is there going to be a country? Who knows? These are things I'm trying to get across in Canada. And this, and whatever's going on in Canada, Americans need to see the same thing, because the United States of America will, if Canada disperses and becomes whatever, it'll either attach itself to the United States, or the United States will may fragment also, and then there may be sections of North America that will integrate and others that won't. Something to that nature. These are things that make me go bump in the night. I look at these things and I have to question whatever we're calling a future, if it really is the future. You know, let's see if we can make some changes. Let's see if we can make a new divergence back to what was normal. Not what was normal, I should say. What would be good? What would be better? These are things that I think we should seriously look at. Things that we should seriously contemplate. All right, I'm always talking in regarding to support and supporting people that are, you know, doing something, that are trying to make a change and make a positive change in your health, a positive change in your awareness, a positive change, and maybe giving you the ability to see the problem and come up with answers. Okay, you got www.minds.com/Brian396. He's also got a photo and image section in the photos of google.com. You can see that in the links here where I've got. Aramac has a channel as well. He's in Europe and he's putting out a channel. So again, help him out any way you can. You got me as well, augmentedforce.com. I've got a website there. It's got a catalog link. If you're interested in anything in the catalog, feel free to access that catalog. And, you know, we got books, we got buckets, we got triangles, you know, technology is coming out all the time. I still haven't had a chance to get to the BitChute, but I will, to get out these other videos that I've done that I haven't, you know, Dave and I haven't filmed. I filmed, again, my secret experiments. Anyway, support people that are doing something legitimately. Not selling you a bunch of shit and telling you a lot of bullshit and keeping you regulated with nonsense. You know, research what you're listening to. Don't just accept it. Don't accept what I'm telling you. Go research it. I'm giving you links to get you started. Make up your own mind. That's the best way, and then come up with your own conclusions. All right, until the next show. To your health. Okay, stay networked, stay connected, and come up with some discoveries. Yay. All right, take care.